Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everybody.
What's up? I'm Penn Holderness.
And I'm Kim Holderness.
This is off
to a great start.
Well, you know, usually you say, hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness, and then I do mine.
Yeah, and you didn't want to mansplain my name for me, and I thank you. You know what happened? Oh, by the way, this is our podcast.
Yes.
We make those goofy videos on Facebook and YouTube and the Instagram, and we love those. But this is this like forced time looking at each other in a microphone, but I love it. It's like our own little way of working things out and becoming better humans.
And as you can imagine, we've both spent a lot of time on our appearance for this.
I love podcast days.
We're both in
sweats.
Super
not showered.
Let me paint a picture. I feel like it's a good idea to always paint a picture when you're in the audio medium.
Mm-hmm.
We are in our attic, which you might recognize from any time I record a music video. The recording happens up here. But I imagine everyone in the world has a room like this in their house that is just in progress.
Where furniture, we call this the place where furniture goes to die. So it's the stuff that was either given to us, we inherited, or it was like the cheap thing we bought from IKEA when we were in our 20s, and we just can't, you know.
It's not ideal for me because it's my office. And I don't mind clutter, but we had this plan that we were going to redo it and make it look really cool because we've been using it a lot more during COVID.
Mm.
And it's the worst it's ever looked.
Well, here's the problem. We donated some furniture and we ordered some furniture. And furniture, I don't know what it is, but it takes like months to come in.
I think I could get an Amazon mail order bride tomorrow, but I can't get a chair.
I know.
Until like April.
Anyway, these are the important things we're going through right now. I also want to do a quick plug. We do have a book.
Yes.
It's available for pre-order. Go to everybodyfightsbook.com. Everybodyfightsbook.com. It's available for pre-order. If you pre-ordered it, we'd love you forever. But it helps, and we are learning so much about the publishing world. So the more pre-orders you have, the better, like when it publishes, like the better it appears on lists, and the higher it is on lists, then more people find it. And our
goal, like the podcast,
right?
Same
and our
thing.
Goal with this book has always been, we really just genuinely want to share things we've learned through marriage counseling and therapy and coaching that helped our marriage. I mean, we had a good marriage. We had a fine marriage.
You just said that in the past tense.
No, but now we have.
We had. I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
But now we have, I think, like a pretty awesome marriage. We wanted to share all of that, and we took 2 years on it. Anyway, so that's the book. And now, on to the show.
Wait, hang on. Before we do, I was just curious about what everybodyfights.com has, because we're Everybody Fights book. Obviously, Everybody Fights wasn't available.
Oh, God. What is it?
It looks like a fight club.
Oh, jeez.
Hang on. Let me look.
Oh, great.
No. But it is like a boxing group. Like you can virtually box people.
Okay,
so,
well, maybe we'll help them.
I'm promoting.
Maybe it's they're a small business that we need to help.
Honestly,
so.
I think you might like this. You're just punching the air. Like it's like an aggression thing for you, and you like lots of different fitness.
I do like lots of different fitness. Anywho, today we're talking about what the holidays are going to look like for us and our family and the choices we are making this holiday season. And I was also thinking back, first of all, time flies when you're in the middle of a global pandemic because, you know, it's December and we went out to go find our Christmas tree the other day and it seemed so normal. And then I had, you know, I wanted to take a picture with the kids in front of our tree. And I took a picture and I looked at it and we didn't even think about it. And it looked at, I was like, oh my gosh, we're sitting there in masks in front of a Christmas tree. And it was just like the weirdest, it was so surreal. And we're happy to wear them, by the way. We're happy to wear them. But like, oh my gosh.
Was that the most like reaction you've had of a picture with a mask so far this year?
Yeah. And because it wasn't, we didn't even think about like, let's take it off for the picture because it's just become, it's like molded to part of our face. So it didn't even occur to me to take it off. It was just, it was so weird. And I remember we recorded a podcast in March. I think we had a guest in the studio. And or maybe, yeah, it was March. Yeah. And we're like, what is, oh my gosh, I think the kids might be out of school for 2 weeks.
That's so funny.
We were making predictions. That. We were trying to make predictions about what the world would look like. And there is no world where I thought in December we would still be doing
and
this.
That's probably, I bet you looking at that picture, like you have a deeper response to that. If I may take off my husband, you know, suit and put on my Barbra Streisand butt masking pants suit. No, sorry, that's it's a quote from Arrested Development.
Okay.
Because like Prince of Tides. Okay. I do think that we're all having a tough time, not only with the fact that it's taking this long, but the fact that it's gotten into this part of year that is 100% associated with hope and celebration and like child wonderment and innocence, and then someone puts a mask in it.
Right, and which again, happy to wear. So we, you know, my kids ask us a lot of questions about this, and my answer is, you know, they're like, when can we go see our family? When can we go do this? And my answer is always like, well, this is my first pandemic, I don't know. But we had to set up some expectations, rules, and we had to change some plans and make some plans because we still want to make this special for me. Like I need it to be special. And then also we had to just do some really clear expectation setting. And so this is what we're doing this holiday season. First, kind of a bummer. We have an annual, we host a neighborhood caroling party. The kids in the neighborhood, it's super fun. You've heard us talk about it. And it, like Penn and our neighbor Marcus, they're on guitars and they, long story, it's actually Marcus's idea. He used to host this anyway. And they take like a gaggle of kids from house to house and they sing the same sort of, song, Christmas song medley. And it's
adorable. We add like a new song every year.
Yeah. And it's adorable and it's cute, but obviously we're not going to do that. So instead, I'm trying to replace, the kids and I are going to bake cookies and then we're going to drop them at our neighbor's house because, you know, we want to spread some Christmas cheer.
By the way, I want to make this clear. Like we're telling you what we're doing. Everyone's got, they live in different communities. They've got different things they can do. There's probably a safe way to go caroling with like a small number of people who are 6 feet apart. That's like, that's not impossible.
I think singing in general, they just like CDC, it spreads the
droplets. if you're in a mask and you're 8 feet apart and there's like five of you, like I bet you there'll be some cool like caroling stuff going on. You just can't do that with like 40 kids.
I don't trust our children to do that.
No way. There's no, like we can't do it in our situation. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to people finding creative ways to singing.
So for everything we're kind of taking away, we're trying to add something new. And maybe this cookie baking neighbor drop thing will be something special we continue doing. And the kids are actually looking forward to it. That was Penn's computer. It was not your phone. So you don't need to go look at your phone when you hear that ding. The next thing that makes me cry a little bit is Christmas Eve on the couch. Our church is very wise, and they're going to do 100% virtual for Christmas Eve. And we haven't been back to church. That's not something we choose to do. I think they opened in a very limited way, but then I think they closed again. I don't know. Like you had to sign up. I didn't feel like I needed to do that.
They also have a pretty good digital setup. Like it's not much different from being in church when you turn on their service. You can put it on a big screen TV and it's that we're very fortunate for that part.
Yes. And
and we don't have to dress up.
And we don't have to dress up. But here's the thing. I loved dressing up. I loved getting the kids new outfits. Yeah. I loved getting at church early. I love being squeezed into the pews. I love lighting the candles for Silent Night. I cry every time the Hallelujah chorus. I mean, that's such a special, special service.
Yeah.
And it will be hard to do it on the couch.
And again, there are people who are working out church in person. There are there's a church down the street from us that has they all get their
lawn chairs
and they go outside and they do church in the parking lot.
Yeah. And we drove past that one day and again I started crying. Is anybody else so emotional these days? Like anything makes me cry. But when I saw down the street, they were in a parking lot and every family was like in a parking space. So they were really distant, you know, from each other. And they even spread out farther than that. And then they had somebody playing the flute from like the back steps of the church. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And that was my Apple Watch. That was not yours.
Let's just assume if you're listening to this podcast, if you hear dings, they're not you.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. But we'll let you know every time it's us. That's our service. You're welcome. That's our service to you.
But I do feel like there's a lot of people that are very upset. They're still going to church. But here's my thing. We've made it this far. You know, we've made it this far. Like there is like vaccine on the horizon. Like there is hope. So like there hang is. On, you know?
I don't know if you guys have noticed this in this podcast. Kim and I are mostly aligned on this COVID thing. We are. We're like 99% aligned. But I'm definitely like the 1%. I am trying to push the limits a little bit here. Like I'm trying to, and here's why. Like I'm trying to be safe. I love hearing about ideas of like social, like outdoor, socially distant get-togethers that still work. But I this is killing me. Christmas is killing me.
I know.
For all the reasons I just said it. Like we would have these Christmas parties that we'd get invited to, you know, everyone gets invited to like four or five Christmas parties a year. And I know that's a lot for you as an introvert and you don't love going to a ton of Christmas parties. I would go to every single one of them if I could. But I mean, you and I think as a team have decided we're not going to go to every Christmas party. It's going to like that happened last year.
Right.
Because they can be exhausting. And I mean, that was almost like a little bit of a sacrifice that I made because I love going to all these Christmas parties. And now there's zero. Mm-hmm. There's zero.
I know.
And it was like that energized me for months afterwards, like into the winter, like seeing my friends, hugging my friends.
I know.
And it really sucks. So I'm probably trying to test the limits a little more than you are. I know. And I'm trying to be as safe as I can, but I'm probably not thinking as safely as you are because I miss it so much. I'm just being completely honest.
Well, I do know that we are the norm. We are more locked down. Sometimes I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know it's hard for you, honey. And I miss Christmas parties. I actually enjoy going to Christmas parties.
To a certain degree. Like you don't like a, hey, let's go to this one, then this one and this one.
Like right. Like I'm not like a three party a night person. Like, the place where you play tennis, like they hosted a party and everybody was having the best time. It was so funny. Like, irony. It was so packed that I was like uncomfortable, you know, because it was so packed.
This was last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, sorry. But you could have stayed shoulder to shoulder, sweaty, and been great with it.
Yeah.
So
Christmas.
And then remember somebody, you wore your amazing Christmas suit and somebody was like, oh, Kim, why do you let him out of the house in that? And I was like, oh, dear, you're new here.
Yeah. It's very
I love your Christmas suit.
There's another thing. No one's going to get to see the suit this year.
Hey, we have a way to show video.
But that doesn't count. Like I need live approval. I need validation in person at Christmas time for my suit. Not like comments. Thank you for all the comments. But no, I want live approval.
Oh my gosh, you're such a puppy.
We did this like podcast last year. That was another great tradition that we were looking. We were looking at doing that again.
Yeah.
And that got shut down really quickly. So for those of you, by the way, who came to see it, God bless you guys. We had a fun time. It was at a bar.
You're so fun.
And we talked for an hour and we played music and it felt like a holiday tradition and we hugged literally everybody. Do you remember that? We hugged everybody. We hugged the entire building.
Yes.
And it felt great and I didn't feel like I had to hand sanitize and I went home. I probably got sick from it, but who cares? Christmas.
I know.
And so that's another treat. Like that's something that I really miss. And I even know. Though it's like, you know, I love our intimate time together in these podcasts, but I like it when there's people live laughing at me and validating me.
You'd like to see other people at this point.
I get it, honey.
I get it.
But I love you.
I love you too, baby.
I feel like saying this out loud is okay.
I can tell you've been struggling lately. I can tell that, like, so the big thing, the big reason why Penn is struggling is, so everybody, and we didn't even feel sad about this, but we canceled a spring break trip. Obviously, everybody else did. We canceled our big, saved up for 3 years to take it trip to Africa. Like, we saved all our money, like we saved for so long to do it, and we canceled that for the summer, obviously. And we're like, you know, it's fine. Everybody's canceling. We're healthy. We didn't even bat an eye. It was disappointing, of course, but we were fine. We scheduled, Penn has this very fancy friend who was going to let us stay at his house in Utah to go skiing. So it was like, wow, this is like a super affordable way to have an amazing vacation after Christmas. We booked it in June thinking Christmas will be better. It'll be fine. It'll be Christmas. It'll be fine.
I mean, even now there's people who are traveling who think that it's fine. It's just, it's not totally fine yet.
We canceled that. Yes. And it was heartbreaking because we were going to get a chance to see some of our favorite people. We love this family. We love them so much. And we were going to get to have an awesome time. The kids were so excited because it feels like we haven't left the house in a long time. There are people, there is evidence that air travel is fine. I just saw images of what Thanksgiving travel looked like.
Yeah.
So I always go back to this, not whether I'm going to get sick. It's not whether I'm going to get sick. It's whether I'm sick, I don't know it, and I get you sick. And I'm saying the collective you, like
right,
the population.
Right, people outside
you.
Of our family, because we're traveling together as a family. You just assume if one of us gets sick, the rest of us
right,
is going to get sick.
Right, but what if I get grandma who's on the flight, if I get somebody's grandma on the flight sick,
yeah.
And me, I have no symptoms, but I get this person sick and she dies? Yeah. Like, I could not... that's where I get to the, like, I feel like, of course, I mean, I'm healthy. I don't have any of these pre-existing conditions that you have.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'd be fine, but it is not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. I got a couple more months.
Here's where I've landed on this. And because I know people who are traveling for work. And I think that's different. I think I have this hierarchy of what air travel that I think is okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to travel for work and you're wearing a face guard and a face mask, I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to say that's wrong. I think if you have to travel to make a living, do it. If you have to travel because there's a crisis in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do.
Yeah,
you do
no,
that.
Absolutely.
You do that too. I think if you've traveled for leisure right now, there's just the possibility,
why would you?
You have to balance it, right? Some people really need to get out of their house.
Well, we do too.
I know. I'm just like, look, I really don't want to pass judgment.
But that being said, okay, so here's where I'm going. And this is where it gets complicated. I have a really sweet friend whose grandmother was dying. So she's like, she texted me. She's like, would you do it? I'm like, yeah, I would. If a loved one was passing and I had an opportunity to be there, I would face guard it. I would face shield. I would sanitize. I would test. I would do all that stuff to be there. I would. And I agree. So some people's jobs are now on the line and they have to travel. So you have to make that decision. I think we can safely take ourselves out of the equation. And when it comes to leisure travel, for me, it felt so incredibly selfish. But that being said, what if we rent a house 2 hours away for a week and we drive there and we get groceries? Like, I think that's fine. Like, we might do that, you know, where we can, yeah, just look at different walls.
I also just think I don't think people are selfish who are traveling. I don't. I think that it's a personal decision and it's not against the law. And we live in a country that has not enforced a law about it. And I don't think we can call people selfish who are traveling. That's just me.
I don't know where I stand on that. I try really hard not to judge people, but I look at, we do know a way to stop this, which is like wear a mask and a face shield.
Yeah.
And, but there's so many people who aren't. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's easy to get really wrapped up in all of the negative parts. It's actually quite simple. I think that what we're doing is I'm trying to work on adding things to make it more special, and maybe these become traditions we stick with. So holiday movie night, which is starting this Saturday, this Sunday. We're starting it this Sunday. We're going to rotate picking a favorite Christmas movie and order or slash make the food feature in the film. So Penn Charles has picked Elf, for example. So he wants to have spaghetti with maple syrup and gingerbread houses for dinner.
Oh my God.
I mean, we're going to find another way to...
Do you remember I did that as a video one time? And it wasn't altogether terrible.
I mean, it's basically... So pasta is like boiled bread.
Yeah.
With spaghetti.
It's pancakes.
It's like boiled pancakes with syrup. I mean, it's not going to be terrible.
No.
Am I going to eat it? No.
No. But it's, the marshmallows were a bit much.
Yeah. That's
like, what did we put? It was some kind of cereal, like Lucky Charms. Isn't that what he put in there?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But just the pasta and the syrup?
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. I'm not going
to
do it.
Yes. But the kids want to. So we're going to dive in and have like a holiday movie night. And there's all sorts of different with it. Like we can watch The Grinch and make roast beef. We can watch Christmas Story and get some duck, and then we can do Die Hard and order sushi.
Oh, is Die Hard mine?
Yes.
I think they had sushi at Nakatomi Plaza.
At the holiday party.
The other food element was Twinkies when Sergeant Al Powell was going to the grocery store, but right before he had one of the terrorists fall on the hood of his car and then backed into basically a ravine levee area and then yelled, "I need now, bleep, bleep it now. I need backup now."
Yes.
And then Bruce Willis yelled, "Welcome to the party, pal,"
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The air after he'd thrown the person several steps and somehow really nicely aimed the body right onto the hood of his car, which, by the way, would have killed him in real life if it had gone through the glass, because the acceleration of a falling object is 9.2 meters per second per second. So every meter or every second that you go, you're going 9.2 meters per second faster. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which means off of like 30 floors, you're basically a bomb coming off of that building.
Okay.
Al Powell should be dead.
So,
but somehow survived.
I feel like you need to have like a movie theory.
Yeah,
a movie theory podcast, and where you just talk about the Yeah. Okay. Fascinating.
The feasibility of movies.
Right.
So Armageddon would be my next one.
Okay, that talk to me about that.
I think they said they have 17 days before it hits Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There was an asteroid. They said it was the size of Texas, which, by the way, if it's the size of Texas,
oh, we're gone.
If you get 800 feet into that, do you know how big Texas is? 800 feet is not enough to split an asteroid in half. That was their target depth in order to blow up and split the asteroid in half. So they're dead. They're dead. Also, in those 17 days,
mm-hmm.
Bruce and his ragtag group of oil drillers struck oil, broke up, went all over the country. AJ had already started his own oil business with his name on it.
You can't even get an LLC that fast.
He had already incorporated.
Okay.
Bruce Willis went to wherever he was in Texas because he'd already flown from Southeast, like wherever they were drilling offshore.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap this
up. To NASA, which is in Houston, to find AJ. Also, like, Bear was in Wyoming.
Okay.
Anyway, they all get together from there in 3 days.
Okay.
Trained to be astronauts in 6 days.
The timeline
doesn't make sense.
It's still one of your favorite movies.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, because
I love it.
He loves any movie where like they've assembled the best in their field.
Yes. There's a very powerful tool that I have in my arsenal for these movies, and it's called suspension of disbelief.
Thank you.
And that's what I have.
Because Will Ferrell's not an actual elf. Like, we can go on and on.
Well, that's one thing.
Okay.
That's a fairy tale.
Okay. Go. So, I love you. You're fun to talk to.
Thanks. Why don't you get back to all the things that we're not going to be able to do this year?
No. We're on to the list of things we are doing.
Good. Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
So, holiday movie night. Okay. Check.
Yes. Oh, I love that, by the way. Sushi.
We'll have like one afternoon where we bake cookies, and it's normally me like micromanaging and overseeing, and I'm like, let's make holiday memories, and I'm just really tense about it because the kids are making a huge mess and they're not following the recipe right. We've already decided 2 full days, and we are going to make the fanciest cookies we can find.
Ooh.
Yeah, I found these like zebra shortbread cookies. Like, we're just going to go full fancy.
Oh, you know who's going to love that? I mean, everyone, but Lola. I feel like the bond that you and Lola have with cookies, it's going to be like a book that everyone reads and they option into a movie, like Cookies with Mommy or something. But like when you're older and she comes back and you're kind of
old,
you're kind of out there.
I'm kind of out there.
And it's maybe we've both got Alzheimer's. I'm laughing at it only because both of my parents have it. And then like the cookies is like how you guys connect. And it's like Tuesdays with Maury, and it's going to make Lola like $1 billion. She's going
to
write that book.
We're going to get back to the list
in a second. I'm really flaky right now. Sorry.
No, me too. But you know, we're going to get back to the list in a second. But I wanted to ask you, because you know, I cry at the drop of a hat these days.
Yeah.
How are you feeling not seeing your parents?
I mean, so it's become, it went from being sad to like the last time I saw my dad, he had slipped considerably.
So by the way, both Penn's parents are in skilled nursing. They have dementia, Alzheimer's.
Right.
We could do window visits for a while, but it was kind of ruled that was more confusing. We did 1, 2, like 6 feet away outdoor visits.
Yeah,
and then now they've stopped that again.
Right. They've stopped it because there's more people who have tested inside the unit who have tested positive, not patients, but like people who work there who have tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it has become to me, like I have a friend who works in life sciences. I'm reading the vaccine news every day because the first people that it goes to are hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and those that's going to happen soon. And the next people it goes to are people who work in skilled nursing homes.
And that
can't come soon enough to me, because those people, you can't expect them to quarantine in skilled nursing. They leave. And some of them are bringing the virus at least into the area of skilled nursing. And if you've read any articles about like death in
half
COVID,
it, like 100,000?
It's nursing units. Yeah. So I'm more freaking out than, I don't have time to be sad. I'm like, I just need them to be alive until there's a freaking vaccine. I've never been more invested in a vaccine no one has, but this for me is it's a horror movie that I'm hoping they get out of the end of. And so I don't have time to be sentimental. I want them to be alive.
I was getting sentimental.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know.
And it sucks because, you know, how many quality years do you have left with the brain of a person who's slipping like that, right?
Yeah.
And so it can go so fast. This year might be like I start spending real time with them and I don't even, like, they don't even recognize me anymore. That's entirely realistic.
Your dad recognizes you.
I'm saying that by the time this is all over.
Oh.
You don't know. He slipped pretty bad. That's mentally.
Yeah.
In the last 6 months, and we even talked about it in the care meeting. Like, we have this great group of people who will sit down and talk about how everyone's doing. And you know, it always starts with, you got great parents. They're good people. Like, they're
good people.
You made this point, and it's a really good one, that when you get into like the advanced stages of dementia, you kind of revert to your core self. And my dad's core self is, he's kind of a pervert.
He's not. He's a flirt. He's not a pervert.
He's a flirt. And he is, he's, yeah. And so he flirts with the people who work there.
The men and women who work there.
And my mom.
And mostly your mom. Really, like, the last time I saw them, I think we took them, where did we go? It was like, maybe it was like a year and a half ago when we could still take them to that main building to have dinner or something. I don't know. And we drove them back to the building.
Yeah. And he grabbed her.
He grabbed her butt.
He grabbed her butt.
Like on the way.
As they were leaving.
Yeah. They were getting back in. He grabbed her butt. I was like, oh my gosh, will you please grab my butt when we're in their 80s?
They're adorable. And
they're,
you know,
so cute.
And I think that's going to be the last, like, that'll remain. It's funny. they also, as a married couple, they're around each other and sometimes get irritated with each other. And I hear all of this in the quarterly care meetings. And this last one, it was like, your parents are good. They always talk about the cognitive side. There's been a cognitive decline. I noticed it too. They said it. We should talk about that openly when we're trying to care for them. He's like, but it seems that your father is now a little less irritated by some of the things that he was like irritated by with your mother.
I missed this last meeting. So like,
I'm like, just little, like, there are these little things that if you've been together forever, it just happens.
Oh my gosh. So there's hope for me
the part of his brain that was irritated by,
me irritated by you not getting stuck into the hamper. There's hope for me to not be irritated by that.
I need you to have dementia of the audio sensitivity.
Oh my gosh, the chewing.
Because I don't know how else to chew. I think I just have big holes. Like in my, someone told me I have huge ear holes and I have giant nostrils. And so those serve as horns.
Well, which makes you a good singer.
Yeah, but when I chew,
it radiates out.
I chew with my mouth closed, but my face is so loud when I'm chewing. And I even notice it, and it's embarrassing. But how else am I need to eat or I'm going to die.
This is the most ADD podcast we've ever done. And I love it.
I think people are going to like it.
It's going to be top of the charts.
I think it's going to go well.
Back
to your...
No. But I love your parents, and I was getting really emotional because it's like we can't even... We've discovered that FaceTime is more confusing for them than anything. We could do it to satisfy our own selfish needs, but it leaves them sort of confused.
The best is when my dad calls me, because that means he's ready to talk.
Yeah.
He needs something. A lot of times it's the same thing over and over again, but those are my favorite, is when he calls and I get to talk to him. So I always kind of look forward to him. And thank you for caring so much, and thank you for asking me. But it really is. We're like in the last scene of Nightmare on Elm Street, and they kill Freddy Krueger in his sleep, and then everything's okay, and the sun comes up. That's what it's like to have a parent living in skilled nursing right now. It's horror. It's not emotional. It sucks.
So maybe after it's all done, you'll collapse and can get emotional.
I can feel things again. Right now, I just want him to get out of it alive. And I want there to be a vaccine so that people who the very hardworking, I don't know if they're getting paid enough. I don't know. I know that they work their butts off and they've developed great relationships with my parents, and I've met every one of them and they're all saints.
Angels.
They need to get vaccinated.
And they will.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
That's all I can think about.
Yeah. And I hate it when these things turn into downers, but when people are like, oh, well, it's just the elderly, I'm like, I have some very choice words because.
Yeah. I got a buddy whose older brother almost went on a ventilator.
Yeah.
But last week, and he was feeling fine like 2 days before.
Well, but I'm saying, but yeah, maybe it's just an elderly person to you, but these are my people I love very much. And anyway, cool, cool, cool.
So far, they're, I mean, everyone's doing the best they can to keep that virus out of skilled nursing homes, and they've succeeded so far. So that's good.
You're going to get whiplash with the next thing I'm about to say. Okay, so we talked about these new cookie days. We're going to talk about holiday movie night. I have booked and mapped out two different nights of holiday light tours. Some of them require tickets, and you drive through them. Mm-hmm. You don't even get out of your car. Mm-hmm. We've never done that before.
We went to that one up north. Well, we got out of the car, and it ended up being like they just sold a lot of peanut brittle.
Right, which I'm here for it. Yeah. But no, I have found different places, and I've mapped it out. And we are going to be the people that go look at holiday lights. We've never been those people before. And now we're going to be those people. So it's a new tradition. So maybe this is something that sticks. We get hot cocoa. And then we go look at holiday lights.
How do you get hot cocoa? Oh, we get hot cocoa from like Starbucks.
I actually have the ability to make it. I didn't know you could. I don't know if you knew this about me.
But by the time we get to the lights places, isn't it? You know what? We'll put it in a thermos.
I think you're overthinking.
Yep, I really am. I really am. I really am. I think I just want to poo-poo anything that's not me being able to hug other people. Thank you. By the way, thank you so much for, like, you really are trying the best you can to give us like a safe, fun holiday. And I promise not to take that for granted. I'm very grateful.
Well, I see that you, and I have my other friend, Jen, who plays the role of our cranky neighbor in some videos. But she's really a wonderful, happy person. And she's posted some Facebook stuff about just being kind of down the dumps. Like, I think there was I haven't talked to her about it, but I think that there was even a time when she was like, I'm not even going to put up a tree type of thing because it's hard to be cheery. And I think I have to go through the motions of, I have to do all this stuff. And then some for me, I mean, for our kids, for you, but for me, I need this. And, I cry at the drop of a hat, but then also I will spiral down and sit some deep, dark stuff. And then I'll just shoot up. I'm like, a vaccine's coming by next summer. We could be on the road, like we could be by May. Like I heard like a realistic timeline. By May, our world can be totally different. Let's start making plans and let's start making vacation stuff. So I think that we could I'm all over the place, obviously. But our holidays are going to look a lot different. And I think it's worth it. I think we can do this because going back to getting on the airplane, say I'm sitting next to somebody who works in your parents' skilled nursing facility. I don't know, I'm sick. I get them sick and then they bring it to your parents. They bring it, like, I just can't.
And like then 15 people die or something.
Right. Like that's why I just don't. Yeah. I think we can do this. Like we can do hard things. And it's the least hard thing ever just to sit your butt on the couch.
Do you think we'll be able to do those things without a government that tells us to do it?
I don't think America is built to do, like, New Zealand, for example. I've been reading a lot of stories and heard from a lot of creators, video creators in New Zealand, and they described their lockdown, and it was 8 really hard weeks. Like, I don't think they were allowed to go out on, I mean, maybe it was like one walk a day. There was only no restaurants were open. It was like grocery store, pharmacy, hospital. That was all. Yeah. You couldn't drive anywhere because if you got into a car accident, you went to the hospital. But guess what, dude? No masks, big, huge, full stadiums of people. They're done. They beat it. I get it. They're a smaller population. They're more spread out. There's a lot of differences. But we never did that. You know, we went on walks. We got takeout at restaurants. So I don't think Americans are built for this. But by the way, New Zealand also paid their residents to stay home. So they had financially, they took care of them too. So there's a whole lot of layers in there. I don't think Americans, and I don't think that we will, I don't think that we'll ever do a national lockdown.
And also at this point, I think if we did it for 8 weeks, but I really do think by then we're going to have vaccines.
Right. So I would never, this is reason number 4,726 why I would never run for office, because I don't know what the answer is. I probably would have done a strict lockdown and then, but then what does that do? I mean, there's so many layers to it. So I don't know an answer. But I don't think we'll have a national lockdown, I think, because the vaccine will come.
Be awesome.
Yeah. This was a real, real treat. Normally I leave these things a little, like, I feel like I need to, like, let's leave the people with some happy. Like, I feel like a little down right now.
I mean, I'm sorry that I, you know, disappointed you on the unrealisticness of Armageddon. I know that's what's really getting you down. I'm really proud of my ADHD in this. I think it really helped us kind of bounce around a little bit.
I know.
But also, I imagine our listeners are a little confused about what just happened.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm so curious what people are doing and how they're just living these days and what the world looks like for them. So if our ideas helped you in some way, that'd be great. Or if you have any ideas for us, and listen, I know we're healthy. I know we're lucky. We have these weird jobs, but we are still, my therapist says that I'm still allowed to feel bummed. You know, we're still allowed to feel really down yeah. about all this stuff. And, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there. Our county and where we live has free COVID testing. That's the easiest thing ever because of some production projects we've had to, not had to do, got to do, we've had the privilege to do. We've had to do like 4 different COVID tests just because the production
right.
that's paying us needs to make sure we're COVID free, even though we're not really out and about. And it's the easiest thing ever and it's free. So look up in your community if there's a free way to do it. And it's so easy.
Yeah, it's really quick.
It's the biggest no big deal ever.
We left our house and we're back at our house 25 minutes later.
And we got the results. And they said the results, it's the PCR test, which is more accurate than the fast test, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, they said the results in 24 to 48 hours. We got them 8 hours later.
Yeah.
So if they have that in your community, do it just to kind of keep things, you know, unlocked.
That's a great way to end on a high note. Sort of. Free.
It's free and it's so easy.
Yeah.
And you don't need an appointment.
Let's end on this high note.
Okay.
Hey, I challenge those of you out there to do what Kim did, to find like unique and new traditions that are fun and cool and safe, and let us know what they are, because they are out there. There are possibilities. Like, this year has brought out creativity and resourcefulness in everyone.
I am in awe of the people that have found ways to keep going. And for example, Theater Raleigh, we just did a fun video. It was like our Hallmark video musical. And I can't sing. Shocker. So Lauren Kennedy loaned us her voice and I did like a lip sync, but we showed her at the end. But Lauren and the Theater Raleigh people have started doing these living room, what do they call it? Like live from the living room something.
She built like a studio in her living room so that she'd be able to just.
And she
had like Norbert Leo Butts. She has like some pretty big names who are coming.
So she has these YouTube lives with these amazing artists and local and national whatever. And she has found a way to keep theater going through YouTube, and like they figured it out.
Yeah.
And so I just think that it's the coolest thing. And it's so beautifully done. And restaurants that found great ways to serve people, personal trainers that are now doing it live over Zoom. Like, I think I'm really, like, at the end of the day, so inspired by people who have found, and out of necessity, a way to make it work. So 2020, like, is for as many of the lumps we took, I am so inspired by people who are making it. So.
Ditto.
And you, baby, you worked hard this year.
Out of necessity.
Right.
I mean, I think everyone has a survival instinct when their back is against the wall. And ours is not to, you know, find shelter or feed your family. Ours is to make stupid, stupid videos.
Yeah.
And I made a lot of stupid videos this year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You did.
You're welcome. So happy holidays. We'll check in one more time before, you know, Santa comes in town. But have a great
Santa!
Day. You serious, Clark?
You serious, Clark? Love you guys.
Bye.